Now, you see, as I say, we never ask questions. The other day I was telling you about our visit to Mysore, right? Nirvankans. So, So, for some reason, Baba got me a gun. You know, one of those BB guns, BB shots. Doesn't hurt anybody. But still, you aim. I mean, it's a long thing, you know, you look like that. And we didn't have upstairs study room halls in, so the ceiling was made of beautiful big wooden beams. And from it, we hung a jam tin, you know, and I was supposed to practice 20 minutes or half an hour every morning. There I'd be, and Mara Ashik walked about in the room. We were all in the room. No windows. There used to be only those transoms there, as you know, in the East Room, in the Museum Room. So Mara, as she would cross by, she would give a swing to that jam tin. And I'd go, para, 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 para. In fact, I became so good at it. I don't know why. I never used it, except to practice. But that was the thing, you see, not another thing. Then when we went to Mysore, what happened was that we were very strict. We had to be very strict. Now, because Mara couldn't even see men, but I could see men, because I would then be helping Mara not to see men. You understand what I mean? So we would have to go to the Ahmednagar station, and from there catch the train to Mysore, all the things like that. So Mara, because she couldn't see men, she had dark glasses, the back of which I pasted some brown paper. So she couldn't see at all. But nobody was to know she couldn't see. You know, that's why we walked arm in arm, you know, like sisters, so that she wouldn't stumble, she wouldn't fall. I could see, but I had to, you know. So here was I, we're going to Mysore, here was I, with my best dress on, that's what I thought, too long for that fashion, too this and too that, but it was a plaything, it was my best. Mm-hmm. I had this big solar topi, in a real British round topi that I had from school, that's on my head, that long dress on, and the gun under my arm, and one arm, in Mara's arm, and we would go like that, that would be fine. And the others, some of the others were being told to enter that other compartment. Is that what you call it? What do you call it? A train's box?
Compartment.
And suddenly, before I knew it, Baba comes over and says, "You two." Baba's with us. And he suddenly says, "Stop. You two stand here. Don't move. I'll come back in a minute. You just stand here." So we're frozen. I mean, this is being out in the wild world, you know. I mean, we have been so secluded and cloistered. So we, here I am with the gun, solar chopi, arm and mirror and arm, tanny. We are facing, on the platform, we are facing a train, which was common in those days because it was meant for the military people, the British. It was all for the British. And it was the first class, you know, the first class compartment. You always can tell the first class compartment. But all the windows, blinds, slatted, were down. So we knew, so we had no worry. We're only facing a tightly closed compartment. We're not to move, so we're not moving. Suddenly, one of the windows flings open. And I see, and I look up. So my God, what's happening now? And I see a very pink British face with a white moustache. And he says, "I say, could you tell me the time, please?" Now, I'm not supposed to talk with them. I can see them, but I'm not supposed to talk. I'm not supposed to touch. I'm not supposed to do anything. And Mara can't even see. I mean, and Baba's gone, and we just two of them. And I look so startled at the man. Like a frightened rabbit. He thought I was a little, you know. So he leans over and says louder,
I say, could you tell me what the time is, please?
I was getting pinker, mind you. And his moustache is beginning to move a little bit. And again, I look up. No, I'm holding my breath. I just don't know what to do. My eyes go. And the third time he said, he's really got red in the face. And his moustache was trembling. And he said, all I wanted to know was the time. And then he banged the window shut. And just at that moment, Baba comes up. Hurry up. We have to move.
Jesus.